Time now for Radio Theater. Chance to talk about theater on the radio. This morning, an absolutely mind-boggling series of events. We've got improv actors impersonating investigative journalists, impersonating regular people going to a blues festival, and no one could set up this scenario or even explain it quite like Kathy Podeswa of Rubber Chicken Theater. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
My mind is completely boggled.
Well, and it wasn't the blues festival. It was the balloon festival.
Oh, the balloon festival.
Yes, the balloon festival. And I don't know if everybody knows that the balloon festival is still going on after 3 years, even though I don't think there's ever been a balloon in the air.
It's that in itself is just a whole nother story. But you decided with your partner in crime to go undercover and get to the bottom of this.
That's right. Jeremy Churchill and I have been sort of, our minds have been blown that every year somehow there's still a balloon festival. And so we just needed to see it. We needed to know what in the world is going on at the balloon festival. And so this year we actually got up and went. And I don't know if anybody knows, but the balloon festival also starts at 6 a.m. on a Saturday. And so we wondered, you know, we had a couple questions. Why don't the balloons ever go up? Why do they keep having the festival? And why does it start at 6 a.m.? So,
well, Kathy, I'm going to interrupt just a moment here. I'm a little troubled by this. Did you find it at all disturbing? And apparently you felt that you needed to take the bull by the horns and do it yourself, because apparently the local media had let you down by not providing the answers to these questions.
That's true. When we showed up, we saw no local media whatsoever. We just saw about eight people standing around the baskets of balloons.
Well, I'm taking this kind of personally. I do feel now as though I've let you down. I hope that this can make up for it in some small part. But so you went ahead and you were impersonating regular reporters.
Yes.
Who were impersonating regular people so as not to, you know, set up anybody's alarms off.
Well, we had fake microphones with us, so we might have looked a little odd. Yes.
All right.
But the folks down there were very nice. I have to say, they're balloon folks, I think, are super nice people. They just seem to love balloons, and I think that they were as sad as we were that the balloons were not going up. And I don't know if the balloons eventually went up on Sunday, but I have to give them credit, because we brought a couple kids with us, which was super fun, and they were great with the kids. They let them go in the basket. They let me go in the basket. They pulled the little thing so that the flame would go up super high, so that was something to see. So when we went undercover at the balloon festival, kind of undercover, we did actually discover some pretty awesome people.
So their balloon people are not full of hot air.
They are not full of hot air. They are very charming.
Nor are they basket cases.
No. Very good. Very nice. No.
So the answers to your questions. Tell us.
I as a scientist, actually, I think that I can answer the question about why they try to do it at 6 a.m. I think they're trying to hit a time when the winds are not so high. So that is one answer to the question. Another answer to the question about why do they keep having it, I think it's just real optimism. I mean, it would be, can you imagine how beautiful it would be if there were balloons floating above the bayfront?
Unspeakably gorgeous, yes.
Yes, so, you know, I can see it. So I think we had a really good time, even though there weren't a lot of people there yet. I'm guessing they were trying to have a kite festival too down there, but there wasn't enough wind for kites. There was too much wind for balloons, so they were right in the sweet spot of nothing at that point.
But now, here's another idea as a scientist. I'm hoping you can weigh in on this. Mm-hmm. We see, of course, the wonderful, wonderful turnout of birds at Hawk Ridge because of the thermals.
Yes. That's right.
Now, what if they were all perched up at Hawk Ridge and then they just sort of booted those balloons right off the ridge there and caught a thermal?
I think that would be terrible catastrophe, probably. I think what they need is probably big flat land where they are able to just rise up and float along. I know their balloon festival is down in near Osceola, Wisconsin, and larger areas with, you know, large flat land where potentially you wouldn't get sort of updrafts that might just, you know, make it a little dangerous for the balloons. I think they need a I think they need to be more in control of that, where they're, how they're rising and where they're going. But I like that idea, the birds sort of, maybe the birds can kind of pick up those balloons and carry them with them as they're going south.
I mean, it's not like James, I mean, it worked for James and the Giant Peach.
Yeah, no, yeah, James and the Giant Peach, yeah. They could burrow inside that peach, though, and remain safe.
Yeah, but the birds, you know, they all had strings. The seagulls all had strings. Yep. And then they could, you know, cut the strings, and they had some balloons at one point. Or maybe I'm thinking of Up. I get a little confused. At any rate,
no,
should we expect to see some kind of homage to the balloon festival when it gets around to holiday time and Rubber Chicken's big holiday review?
Exactly. So what we wanted to do is, we just were so curious. We wanted to make sure that we did a Rubber Chicken on the scene investigative report for the Rubber Chicken News. And so we took a lot of pictures, and we had a lot of fun. And we do wish the Balloon Festival all the best. But yes, we will be presenting a report.
Well, Kathy, I'm going to need to ask you, with, of course, I'll pay all of the copyright fees, but I will need to ask you to send a couple of those photographs to me here at KUMD. We will put them up on our website, again, in an effort to try to make up for our lax coverage of this issue in the past. And
okay.
So if you want to just zap those off to me, the address is nmorning@d.umn.edu. And that's where you can send photographs or commentary about our shameful lack of coverage on this issue, because I'm owning it. That's what I do. That's part of my job. Kathy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Kathy Podeswa of Rubber Chicken Theater joined us this morning to talk about theater and balloons on the radio. Funding is provided for radio theater by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.